night. So I'm Baptiste Lanaspez. I run a French publishing house called White Project, because it was mainly inspired by American and English-speaking writers. I'd be very short to introduce John Baird Callicott through the field to which he gave the biggest contribution, that is environmental ethics, by saying that the project of this white project that I'm talking about is about introducing in France the founding books of this new trend of thought. And I'd like just to say a few words about what is a new trend of thought, what is a new school, a new philosophical school. It doesn't happen every decade. It doesn't happen many times in a century. When I studied philosophy in France in the 90s, I was taught, as were all my comrades, that philosophy was over now. There would not be ever people like Jean-Paul Sartre who would have philosophy alive and vivid and create a new concept. That now had come the time of history of philosophy. And I thought it was stupid to say so, but after 5 or 6 years you begin to believe it. Since all your masters tell you that philosophy is dead, it's over, it's just a corpus to study forever. And so at this point I was very lucky to spend 1 year in the States, where I discovered through a few writers of environmental non-fiction, step by step I discovered the whole field of environmental ethics, and particularly J. Baird Callicott. Who suddenly gave a new life to my own intellectual life. And so 10 years after this discovery, this small discovery of these authors, I'm very happy now, because I have 200 new books in my personal library. I have a small publishing house with 15 titles published. I have published 3 books by J. Baird Callicott, which are here for the ones who want to have a look at it after the conference. Just a few dates to remember, that the field of environmental ethics that wants to rethink from a complete new basis the relationship between man and nature was founded in the late 70s, so it took 40 years to have it in French, but we're getting better, because Newton was translated 55 years after it had been published in England, so it's getting slightly better and better. At the time, it was thanks to Fontenelle, who was ruling the Royal Academy of Science, and he was trying to save the Cartesian physics, which was indeed much damaged and threatened by Newton physics. In France, the new Fontenelle, today his name is Luc Ferry, who wrote a book against environmental ethics, and so thanks to Mr. Ferry, it took another 20 years to translate environmental ethics in France, but that's how I can be the happy publisher of this field. What could I say? Sorry. Yeah, just you will appreciate yourself, but just I want to tell you, Baird, you don't listen. The qualities I enjoy most in Baird as a philosopher, you will appreciate the classical culture deeply rooted in Plato and Aristotle that gives a good basis, to his thoughts. The uncommon ambition and systematic, uncommon systematic ambition. Baird is not here to argue with little problems. He's trying to rebuild the whole, the whole philosophy altogether, and that would be ridiculous if it was not a success. And I think it is a success. So it's a beautiful ambition, and also a very nice and fine writer that allows him to be able to be understood and appreciated outside academic circles. And the last word to say that, among the things that this publishing house does, there's also practical projects, cultural practical projects, like, for example, we are in White Project, we are pioneering Metropolis hiking trails, and I will be back in Brussels in September with an NGO called Travelvision, which means slow roads, but I don't speak, I'm sorry, I don't speak... Anyway, I will be back here for urban outdoor walking, which is another story. And the last word to say that exactly today, 50 years ago, was published Silent Spring by Rachel Carson, who launched the environmental movement in the world. So it's a very special day to acclaim the best philosopher in this field. Thank you very much.